Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and welcome to Straight Talk Radio. Now, every person who has ever attended one of my live presentations knows that I begin with the words,
every choice has a consequence. Now, to me, those are powerful words, and they're true words. The problem that so many people assume is that, well, the word consequences means something bad. Now, I have to be honest, it is true, bad choices can yield some pretty nasty consequences, and I'm living proof of that. But I also know that positive choices can bring about some powerful and wonderful consequences. I'm also living proof of that as well. Now, this past week when I was doing a presentation in Florida for a legal association, one of the participants came up to me at the conclusion and said, you know, you really make a difference. And then with a bit of a puzzled look, he asked, wonder if I'll ever make a difference. His question is one that I believe many of us ask from time to time and at different points in time in our life. And to help us answer that question is my guest, a man who knows a lot about making a difference. Author of 3 books, numerous audio products and DVDs, an international speaker, listed in the Speaker Hall of Fame, and most importantly, my friend, Steve Gilliland. Steve, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thanks, Chuck.
Look, I am so excited to have you on the show. To me, it is it's fun to be able to connect with someone at your level. I kind of consider you the modern-day version of Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy. You have powerful insight and absolutely wow your audiences. So tell me, what part of the world am I finding you in today?
Well, I'm getting ready to do an event tonight for Advance Auto Parts. It's their top premium performers. They take them on a trip. So as you might guess, they're treating them very well. And I've had to, you know, struggle to be here, but I'm in Key West, Florida.
Oh, I know that was a terrible struggle and huge inconvenience, but Key West, good golly. I guess to a lot of our listeners who find themselves in the northern part of the country, they're probably wishing today that Key West was perhaps in their itinerary of travel plans. But look, I want to start our conversation today about your book, Making a Difference. You and I connected sometime in the past and had the opportunity to talk face-to-face, and you were very kind and gave me a copy of that book. And, Steve, I've got to tell you, I read the book cover to cover 3 times, and I've got the book in front of me now, and I've got all these pages that are folded, the edges turned down because of things that were in that book that I thought were profound. You said in the book, so how does a small-town Pennsylvania boy go from being broke at age 39 to building a 7-figure business by age 50? And, Steve, you've created a marvelous business. So let's talk about where you came from and where you are and how you got there.
All righty. Well, where I've come from, you know, it's interesting. And I think that's the thing about, you know, the first chapter in the book. You know, when I wrote the book, I thought, you know, I want to have these things start in a way that people will understand and, you know, and maybe where they're at in their own lives. You know, and the first chapter is entitled Turn the Page. And one of the things that I've always said is you may not always make right decisions. However, you have the ability to make a decision, you know, and then make it right. And that always wasn't the case for me in terms of that wasn't my mindset. That wasn't, if you will, you know, my sweet spot in my life. But for me, it was, you know, and I think sometimes it's the catastrophic things that happens to us. You know, we have to have that wake-up call. Or I recently was presenting to a group. It was the Young Farmers Leadership Group, and they were telling me about the apple tree, you know, one of the, you know, or a fruit tree. When it dies, they go out and they just take a hatchet, and, you know, they just carve out a little piece of the bark. And I kind of looked at them puzzled, and they said, well, that lets it grow. You know, that allows it to breathe and grow again. And I likened that to myself and thought, you know, wow, you know, years ago, you know, I had that, if you will, piece of bark carved out of me, kind of, you know, taking a chunk out of me. But for me, you know, my greatest enemy, Chuck, was myself. You know, every mistake I made, every miscalculation, every stumble, you know, I replayed it in my mind again and again and again. And then every broken promise just added to the enemy I was, you know, was fighting in my head. And I think the biggest thing for me, and when we say catastrophic event, you know, I paralyzed my thinking and was failing miserably. I mean, I was failing as a husband, a father, a brother, a son. The woman I promised, you know, everything to, I felt like I had provided nothing. And then she was satisfied to end our marriage. So for me, by the time I was 39 years old, I had no money, had no hope, had no purpose. And then my sons, I have two sons. I'm now blessed to have two sons and what I call two bonus sons, two stepsons. But as I grew older, I just continued to doubt the beliefs that I had. And, you know, and for me, credit cards were maxed out. I was living contrary to everything I once believed was right. You know, I was raised at the knee of a highly, you know, Christian principled mother. And I think that's interesting because when you compared me to Zig Ziglar, you know, I know Zig's background. And it was always one that he, you know, he gave his mom a lot of credit in his upbringing. But, man, when I was sitting in a two-bedroom apartment on Christmas Eve of 1997, you know, my kids were celebrating Christmas with their mom. I just didn't know where to turn. But the thing that I said that a lot of people say, Chuck, I said, why me? I mean, you know, right. Why me? You know, I'm a good guy. You know, I really haven't. And I was convincing myself that, you know, I was at a place in my life that I didn't want to be. And quite frankly, I back then didn't feel like I was completely responsible for it. And yet I was.
So. Because I hear that so often, Steve, and of course, you know my background, and so I could say something very similar. 96 was kind of that turning point for me as well. Maybe there was something about the 90s, I don't know, but in any event, I hear that so often. People ask that why me question, as if somehow I'm a victim of everything that's happening around me, and yet, I don't know about you, but most of the time when I hear that, the first thing that pops in my mind today is, well, maybe we need to start looking in the mirror, because the likelihood is it isn't the external circumstances, it's the internal mind thinking and the choices that we've made that have got us to that place.
Do you find that? Exactly.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was going to say exactly, because one of the things that I just recently wrote was, if you're looking for that person to change your life, look in the mirror. So I totally agree with what you're saying. For me, though, I think the epiphany was having a friend of mine, a friend who I'd have never thought would have suggested me going to counseling, you know, after the divorce. He was the one that said, man, you got to get yourself healed. You know, you've got to make some decisions. And I think, Chuck, for me, I think the biggest thing that I heard that I remember to this very day that people aren't told, and I think sometimes we're told too many things we want to hear, this counselor looked at me. I mean, and said, you know, when I begin to offer advice, it's going to be the truth, and it's going to be delivered with tact, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And then he said, if I'm going to help you, you got to do the same. You got to be truthful with me. You got to be truthful with yourself. You know, he crossed his arms, leaned back in his chair, and then he said, you mentioned on the phone a few things to me prior to coming, but here's the thing that I want everybody listening to this to hear. He looked at me. I mean, after I poured my heart and soul out to him, and that's when I about fell out of the chair, when he said, you know, you can spend the rest of your life blaming everyone else, or you can take responsibility for your past and start new, which, you know, I'm singing to the choir when I'm talking to you about that, but it's what he said. It's what he said about my choices. And, you know, and he said, nobody told you to get married when you were 18. Nobody told you to have children. Nobody told you to open a credit card account. Nobody told you to get a second credit card account. Nobody told you to bribe. He went down through this list. And then, as Les Brown has always said, you know, at one point he almost literally said the same thing Les says, and that is, you know, you're where you're at today. You know, you made an appointment long ago to be here. You made the appointment. You know, you got yourself in this circumstance.
Steve, I agree with you. Taking responsibility was probably the turning point in my life. And I, like you, get the opportunity to talk with a lot of people. And most of the time, if I'm sharing my story, people will come up and then start to share theirs. And I'm still amazed at the number of people who find that accepting responsibility for where you are. You said something in your book. You said, don't squander time being angry about the circumstances you're in. Be curious about how you got there. And it seems to me that too often people are more content with being victims rather than being victorious.
Oh, I agree. I mean, and I think that's one of the things that I wrote in the book that, you know, you've alluded to was a result of, I mean, I don't know if you remember Monday Night Football, but, you know, it's Don Meredith used to sing way back, and it's going to date me, but when he used to be on Monday Night Football, he would sing, you know, turn out the lights, you know, the party's over. And
right.
That's one of the things that has helped me when people are wanting to know, how do I make a difference? First thing you have to do is turn the page, but you got to take inventory. You know, you got to figure out where it is you're at, and you've got to figure out how you got there. But in terms of taking all that energy, being angry, take that same energy and figure out how you got there. You know, and it's kind of like now in my business and from a perspective of building my business, I've always said, you know, could we have avoided this? And when we go forward, how will we do it differently so we don't repeat the same mistake? You know, people always say this, you know, you attract who you are. And I think sometimes what we've got to do is, in turning the page, what we've got to do to make a difference is make sure we're focused on the right thing. Make sure we're focused on, first of all, discovering who we are, you know, and then stay within the parameters of who we are. You know, you've got to merge your ego with your soul, because so many times, Chuck, we let our egos, we let those things that the outward world sees, we let those override who we truly are. And I think that's what makes it hard. And then the anger, I mean, the displacement, you know, the insecurities we have. And as you said, everybody likes playing the victim. But unfortunately, it doesn't help you get past where you're at. And quite frankly, it doesn't allow you to turn the page.
You've been listening to my guest, Steve Gilliland, here on Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. And it's time for a break. So when we get back, we're going to continue our discussion on his book, Making a Difference, talking about transformational talk radio to live by. Stay tuned and join us after the break.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, transformative radio to live by.
And guest, Steve Gilliland. Steve is the author of three books, numerous audio products, DVDs, an international speaker listed in the Speaker Hall of Fame. And Steve and I have been talking about his book, Making a Difference. And one of the things we said before the break, or Steve, you said before the break, is sometimes we have to let things go. And I don't know about your experience, but certainly when I found myself at bottom, the true friends that I were, well, let's say I was connected with, they stayed, and the fair weather friends, well, they left in a heartbeat, kind of like a scalded dog, so to speak, in the South. So it is important to surround yourself with the right people. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, right in theme with that, I firmly believe, Chuck, you can't change yesterday, but you can definitely ruin today. And one of the things that I learned, and I wish every person listening to this could just grab, and I hope they never have to go through what you went through or possibly what I went through, but, you know, when you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. You know, and when you think the world's turned its back on you, I challenge people, man, take another look. Take another look. And the thing that I've found over the years is that someone that doesn't even know, you don't even know someone. I mean, there's somebody out there that you have never met. There's somebody out there you don't even know. They exist, and they admire you, and you don't even know it. So it's one of those things that if you can continue to believe that, you know, you were put on this earth and there's a purpose for what you're doing, sometimes those mistakes, you can turn those into something really advantageous for a lot of other people. And I think the thing that some people do, and I've said this, you know, I just said this to a friend just last week. I said, you know, you are a super person, but you just need to get out of the way of yourself.
Steve, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I remember a man in my life, I can't tell you who the guy's name was. I really don't have any idea. I remember at the, what I'll call my dark night of the soul, talking to this gentleman, and he made this comment to me, and it was really profound. He says, son, says, you've made a terrible mistake, but you are not a mistake. And man, that hit me. And then he followed it with these words. He said, the choices that you make today will create the future that you live in and the legacy you leave for your two children. He said, make those choices wisely. And I think that ties in so well to what you just said, because you're right, you can't change the past. I contributed to the past. My choices help make the past, but just like my choices help make the past, it also means that my choices today can create the future. So then the question is, well, Holly, what future do I want to live? And I have to say, I like what you say on page 50 of your book, Making a Difference. You say, find your purpose, define it, and make it the core of what drives you.
And I know that you've created an incredibly successful business. At that turning point in your life, how did you find your purpose?
Interesting story. I mean, and here again this evening at this event that I'll be speaking at, that's one of the things that I'll be telling this group, that, you know, purpose is what drives you, passion's what fuels you, your pride defines you. For me, it was an interesting thing. I was flying into San Antonio, and I had actually was kind of grumbly. You know, I was a little bit of a bad mood because, you know, the event that I was speaking at was on the Riverwalk, and anybody that's been to San Antonio knows the Riverwalk is just gorgeous. Well, hotels were sold out. They couldn't get me there. So they put me in the outskirts of town, and I had actually, you know, here again, I'm at least being completely brutally honest, I wasn't real happy. And, you know, being a positive person, you know, almost embarrassed and ashamed to say that I wasn't taking it real well. But I ended up at a Courtyard Marriott, which is definitely not, you know, the place I wanted to be. I wanted to be at the Marriott, full service, or the Hyatt there at Riverwalk. So anyways, I check into this Marriott, and I said to the young girl at the desk, I said, so, you know, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I said, what can I eat? You know, is there a place around here that I could walk to? And she said, the only thing is there's an Applebee's. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So anyways, I'm walking through the parking lot of this church over to going to Applebee's, and I look up at the sign, and it says, you can find your life's work where God's plan intersects with your passion. And I thought, So I thought, you know what, I'm going to get up in the morning and just go there. I went up the next morning, got up, went to church, walk in. This place is huge. And for the listeners who don't know, I was about to sit down in the front row of the church where the pastor was Max Lucado. And
oh, really?
Being a fan of Max's and read a lot of his books, I thought this is going to be great. And he literally that day from the pulpit said, you know, your life's work can be found where God's plan intersects with your passion. And, you know, and I really felt like for me, you know, there was something within inside of me. You know, my passion was to help people. My passion was to impact people. I'd always wanted to write a book. I always felt like, you know, there was something that I could do and contribute in a way that really, you know, and since we're on the subject, I really felt like, I could make a difference. There was something that I could do that, quite frankly, you know, would leave a little bit of a different legacy for me. And the problem with it was I needed to get over my past. I needed to turn the page. I needed to live, you know, exactly what we're talking about today. And I wasn't able to do that before. And then I finally decided, wait a minute, you know, today's the day. You know, this is the day. And when I started to do a little bit of self-exploration, you know, some self-improvement, you know, went through the whole thing. And I began to just generate and maintain a burning desire for a purpose that I felt, you know, would be something that could outlive me, outlast me, and, if you will, create a legacy.
I think that's so important. Finding something that, well, I go back to your statement, you know, finding that purpose in life, good golly, all too often, I see people, and I know you do, who spend their life working for a living. Nothing wrong with working. Don't misunderstand. I know you work hard. I get that. But working, doing something that is passionless, and then asking themselves that question that I got asked last week. Well, you know, is there anything I'm going to do that makes a difference? And, you know, your passion, maybe your purpose, maybe. Let's rephrase it. Your purpose may be being excellent at being a janitor and interacting with people and impacting their lives somehow. Doesn't mean it has to be something lofty, but it's just finding it. And I think that the one thing that I've taken out of your book is it really is a great guidebook to helping people kind of cut through the noise and get to that place of saying, you know, yes, I can find what my purpose is, and if I know what that purpose is, I can find the passion around doing it, and boy, that is a life changer.
Well, and we all can do it. You don't have to be an author. You don't have to be a motivational speaker. You don't have to have had something catastrophic happen in your life. I think for those listening, one of the things that I want to encourage them, you know, is the encouraging point for me to share is that, you know, we don't know the challenges that people face every day, but we do have the power, all of us, to bring somebody hope. I mean, even if it's just for a moment, And as I've said, and I said this 2 years ago when I spoke to my peers at the National Speakers Association, you know, and that is that we offer up, you know, a wonderful dose, you know, of how to make somebody's day, but, you know, but we have to make sure that we fill our own cup first, you know, and we got to make sure that we ourselves are happy. And you know, I just firmly believe it's not that difficult. It's a very simple idea that you can help people, and it's an idea. Now, you can't change people, but you can influence them, and you don't need money to make a difference. You know, and that was something when you were introducing, that was here in the segue into the whole program today. You know, you don't need money to make a difference. You know, you just need to discover the true wealth of what it is that you do. You know, and we focus on so many of the wrong things. I mean, I'm sitting here in my hotel right now. I'm looking at a bottle of water, a bottle of water that is $8. $8, Chuck. And all I'm sitting here thinking about is how many days when I was growing up as a kid that I grabbed the garden hose, turn it on, and start to drink. It's like, now, you know, you had to let the brown and the rust get out through there. But it was those simple things. It was those free things. And yet it was something that, you know, for me, it was just practical. And yet sometimes that's all we need to do. Whether we're a neighbor, a friend, somebody in church, somebody in our neighborhood, somebody on the... A guy yesterday on a flight, Chuck, said something to me. He was a pilot sitting beside me on the flight here to Key West. And he said, it's like we go through TSA, and once we get on the other side, something in us, we become inhuman. We forget our morals. We forget how to be kind to people. We forget everything that we were taught. It's like we become this other person. And for me today, making a difference is about making people understand that we all can. It doesn't matter what you do and what your walk of life is.
Well, I agree with that. You know, and you said something a minute ago, and you also said something in your book, but let me kind of segue into it by saying I recently wrote a book called Message from the Mountain. It honestly has nothing to do with what I typically speak on, but I talk in that book about what I refer to as mind sleep, and I think you stated it better because you said we get so busy and so involved with the rush of living, we not only miss opportunities, we often spend our most productive years in pursuit of things that really aren't important. I thought that was profound because, you know, if you want to find your passion, find what's important. And you know, of course, I hear the guy with TSA. I think that's kind of funny. It is true.
You've been listening to my guest, Steve Gilliland, here on Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Stay tuned and join us after the break.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you deserve- desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, transformative radio to live by. And Steve has been joining us. We've been talking about the journeys of life, so to speak. This is transformational talk radio, something that you can live by. And Steve, when we ended the last segment, you were talking a bit about focus. And I know your first book, I have to say I love the cover with sunglasses, called Enjoy the Ride. Tell me a little bit about what kind of motivated you to start that book, and where have you seen it take you on your ride?
The book, for me, the premise of the book was something that, you know, here again was very personal to me, and that is, you know, I seemingly, like a lot of people, you know, would get up in the morning and, you know, drive, for, if you will, drive to work, work in the morning, go to lunch, work in the afternoon, drive home. And, you know, and there was always this, you know, like I was going to arrive someplace. You know, it was like Monday got me to Tuesday, Tuesday got me to Wednesday, and it was always what was next, what was next, what was next. And then I read a poem by Robert Hastings called The Station. And he started out the poem by saying, you know, tucked away in our subconscious is an idyllic vision, you know, that we see ourselves on a long trip that spans the continent. You know, he talks about traveling by train, and out the windows, you know, you see cars and highways and children waving at crossings, cattle grazing. You see all these things, but uppermost in our mind is the final destination. And I met a gentleman in Seattle, Washington, an elderly man, 97 years old, that literally, after hearing me speak, said, I wish I'd have heard you 31 years ago. And when he said that, it kind of struck me, and he said, I lost my wife 31 years ago. I have three girls that live on the East Coast, 3,000 miles away from here. But he said something so profound when he looked at me and said, do you know how many times I sat at dinner with my wife and three girls, and uppermost of my mind was what I had to get done after dinner? And then he looked at me and said, you know, life is short. You know, enjoy the ride. And I started to think about that. It was like, wow. You know, here I am. It's always what's next. It's always, you know, on to the next thing. And before I knew it, it's like, you know, I'm planning Friday, and I'm in Tuesday. Now, I'm not saying don't plan the future, but what I am suggesting is don't live there. So for me, the premise of Enjoy the Ride when I wrote the book was, you know, really kind of subtitled. You know, it's not how you start this life or how you finish it. The true joy of life always has been and always will be in the trip. And that's the premise of the book was, what do we do to be able to enjoy the ride? You know, what is it that we can do? And, of course, as you suggested, you know, making sure we don't lose our focus, you know, was a big part of the book.
You know, Steve, as you talk about that and as I hear you explain that, I have to say, in all honesty, I find myself, and I guess I'm just like everybody else, I find myself so often, not always, but so often, focused on what needs to take place at the end of the week or next week or the following week, looking at the calendar and thinking about all of the stuff that I am going to enjoy doing that I like a lot of folks, tend to get so caught up in it, I forget to enjoy what's happening today.
Yeah, and you know, I think one question you need to ask yourself, that I need to ask myself, that everybody needs to ask themselves is, if tomorrow never came, would you be satisfied with the way today ended?
Wow, that's a profound question. A profound question. And, you know, with that, would you be satisfied with the way today ended? You know, that really comes back to the very first part of our conversation where we were talking about the choices that we make and how those choices create the experience that we have. I mean, you're going to be doing a presentation a little later today. You're kindly taking the time to join me today on the show. And I have to say, from my end, it's exciting
and fun to be able to carry on this conversation. So I look at the way today's going and say, you know, today is actually good. But I wonder, for people who listen, do we really take that to heart? Do we take to heart today, would I be satisfied if there were no tomorrow with how today ended? And that's a great question. Maybe one of those that, well, you know, if you're listening and not driving, you might want to write that one down, because that one kind of puts things in perspective.
Well, it does, and I think the thing that we all tend to do, you know, is, you know, and go back to what you said when the segment started, you know, right after commercial break, you said, hey, we were talking about focus, and I think that, you know, we tend to lose focus, and when I talked about the distractions and when I talked about Facebook, I'm not against Facebook. I'm not against email. I'm not against Twitter. I'm not against all these things that are out there, but what I feel has happened is they've allowed us to lose our focus. And, you know, what Facebook's intentions were, that's not what it's being used for today. And in terms of enjoying the ride, I had a woman come up to me, Chuck, in Columbus, Ohio. I was signing a book for someone else. She was waiting. She had purchased a copy of Enjoy the Ride. And I went to say something to her, and she just handed me the book, and she was crying. And I said, are you okay? And she kind of shook her head no, and, well, I signed the book, and she walked off. And it kind of bothered me, and I thought, man, you know, what? And then I thought, well, don't take it too personal here. A month later, Chuck, we received an email at info@stevegilliland.com. Now, my email address is steve@stevegilliland.com. So info@stevegilliland.com goes into our customer service emails, which is answered by an employee named Brianna. So Brianna sends me an email and says, hey, we got this. This may be something you may want to consider following up on. And it was this woman. Now, I didn't know it when I started to read the email. It said, you know, my name is Linda. I was in Columbus, Ohio. You may not remember me. Well, immediately when she said, I was the last person that you signed a book for, well, she left her cell phone number, and she said, you may never even receive this email, and you may opt not to call me, but I'd appreciate it if you would. So I call her up, and a long story made short, she was very emotional, and here's what she said. She said, until I heard you speak, and until I read your book, she said, I never thought I missed one of my daughter's soccer games, and now I realize how many I wasn't at. She then began to tell me a story of her daughter who's 11 and her best friend's daughter who's 11. They played soccer since they were 5 together, 6 years. She said they played defense, you know, little girls running around that don't score goals, especially if you're playing defense. And she said, 2 weeks before I ever heard you speak, before I ever knew there was a book called Enjoy the Ride, before I even knew there was a philosophy behind enjoying the ride in life, she said, I'm at a soccer game with my best friend. Our girls are out in the field playing soccer. And my best friend screamed, she scored. And when she screamed, she scored, I looked up from checking Facebook. And she said, when I looked up, I saw the ball in the goal, and I saw my daughter staring at me with a smile.
Uh-huh.
And I literally said, please tell me no. And she finally said to me on the phone, she said, I'm so torn to pieces because I haven't even told my best friend that I didn't see it. I haven't told my daughter I didn't. And it's such a lesson for all of us of the things that we miss in life, that because we are so distracted, we are so, you know, in order to enjoy the ride. I mean, how many ever run over, you know, metaphorically speaking, you ever hit a pothole and said, you got to be kidding, like you didn't see it? Well, you didn't see it because you were distracted.
Right.
How many of you ever been on a detour and you took a detour and then you turned it into a long journey because you weren't even paying attention to that? And I think sometimes I've done it. I've missed the exit. I have missed an exit ramp thinking, how in the world? Because we get distracted. And in life, it's the same thing. And I think what happens, you're talking and interviewing a guy that's got a 34-year-old son and a 32-year-old son that I remember when they were in Little League, I would say things like, man, if I could just get them out of Little League, man, if I could just survive Little League, Chuck, I'd give anything right now to be going to a Little League game with my kids playing in it.
Right.
I had a friend of mine say to me, what would you give for one more Friday night football game? I said, I'd give everything I own. We were talking about earlier in the show, you know, we can't get over and turn the page, but I tell people, live more for today. Live for the moment. I don't speak until this evening. You know, this afternoon I'm planning on going down. I'm going to walk on the beach. I'm going to do a couple of things that will just kind of like, and as I said, renew me, rejuvenate me, relax. And you know, maybe the principle here, Chuck, is, you know, be more focused on being than doing.
you know, just sometimes you just have to do the being, not do the doing. And I know that may sound like, wait a minute, what did he just say? It means that we're so busy with the task. It's kind of like a grocery store that's very successful, had a great culture. I asked the owner one time, I said, how do you create such a great culture? He said, because when people come in, we focus on people, not on the task. We all have jobs to do. We all have tasks, but we focus on the people. And then I think the last thing that I would share with this out of Enjoy the Ride would be, decide what's important and never take it for granted. Just know what's important in your life. Do not take it for granted. Because life has a funny way of reminding us of what's important. Sometimes we don't realize that until we've lost it. And that is so simple and yet so real.
See, that is absolutely true. Life has a funny way of reminding us of what's important. We've been talking with Steve Gilliland. Steve is the author of Enjoy the Ride, Making a Difference. We've been talking about wisdom from those two books as we go on this journey with Straight Talk Radio. I'm Chuck Gallagher. As we end this segment, let me say to you, we're going to come back and we're going to wrap things up with Steve talking about his new book, which I'm fascinated by the title. I think it is just comically funny, called Hide Your Goat. And I know there's a story behind that. So stick with us here on Straight Talk Radio with Chuck Gallagher, and join us after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, transformative radio to live by. And I'm so excited today. Those of you that have been on the show for this segment so far, I've had as my guest, international speaker and author, Speaker Hall of Fame member, Steve Gilliland. Steve is, well, I would say a mentor to me and someone that I absolutely admire and respect. He's the author of three books, Enjoy the Ride, Making a Difference, which we've talked about in our prior segments, and his newest book, which just has me humored in the title, I think it's great, called Hide Your Goat. So, Steve, welcome back. And okay, let's start off with Hide Your Goat. Where did you come up with that?
Well, over the years, it's been something of a phrase that we've not used, Hide Your Goat, but everybody has always, you know, in my family and in my inner circle, you know, said, you know, we've always said, you know, why do you let people get your goat?
It came about with me back in the day when I was working in corporate America. I had a secretary that I came back from a meeting one time, and you know, and she could tell I was a little bit perturbed about something. And when I finally told her what had upset me at the meeting, and I was referencing somebody, and here's what I said. I said, I get so tired of going to that meeting, and every time I'm in the meeting, all Ken does, and I gave the, you know, like the kissing, and I said, he just sits there, and whatever the CEO says, it's, you know, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And I said, I'm so tired of him kissing up. And she finally looked at me. She said, why do you let him get your goat? And I said, because she goes, no, I want to know, why does he get your goat? And why is that something that's even important to you? Well, why has that even become a factor in your life? And years later, I would watch myself in situations, airports, hotel, travel, neighborhood. I mean, and before I knew it, I watched people, and then I started to realize, man, there's something to this. You know, people let things get their goat, and I started thinking, why is that? And that's when I started to do some research on our behaviors. I started to research on some of the things that we are a part of and that we contribute to, that it's kind of starts with our own character, our own behavior, our own past that contributes to the way we react to other people.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, that makes so much sense. You know, it's funny because I've heard people say, you know, it really got your goat, and never thought about it much, but I guess it's those triggers that we have in life, those internal things that someone else can trip up, can trigger, or as you say, they really got my goat. And then the question is, but was that intentional on their part, or how did they find out what our goat was to begin with? So hide your goat. Know yourself, or tell me what the research showed you.
Well, one of the things that I started was, and I wanted to have some fun when I wrote the book, and I started to have a premise of, you know, everything would end in goat. Discover your goat, herd your goat, train your goat, teach your goat, exercise your goat. But it was that discover part that really, you know, a lot of the research to answer your question was going back to a series of questions about who you were. And at the beginning of the book, I asked like 8 questions. And then I don't just ask the question. I make sure that you understand, for example, are you a worrier? And if you're a worrier, if you don't know whether you are or you're not, I give you some examples of what that means. You know, and for example, you know, I say there are very few things in the mind which eat up as much energy as worry. You know, and it's one of the most difficult things not to worry about anything. And yet, when we worry about, you know, what's wrong, our relationships, our past, you know, it literally, that frozen past is exactly what it is. It's frozen, and no amount of worrying is going to make it better than it has been. And I ask questions like, are you a giver? Are you humble? Are you a fault finder? Are you a gossiper? You know, are you an attention seeker? You know, are you controlling? One of the things I found, Chuck, that was so interesting is as I wrote the book and did the research, it was a discovery for myself. And I started to realize that, you know, when I ask myself, why do people try to control other people? You know, for some of us, hiding our goat isn't possible because we don't think we're controlling. We don't think we're what these questions are. We don't think we're jealous. You know, we don't think we're a gossiper. You know, we don't even think we're fault finders. And yet, when you discover who you are and you begin to realize that, and that's why I wrote the book the way I did, was like, you know, you may say you're not this person, but here it is. You know, here's the slang way of saying it. Either you is or you isn't.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, you know, when you say it's that simple, at one level it is. At another level, probably the hardest thing that I've had to do is look, well, let's put it this way, look in the mirror and accept the truth of me. Because, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm like other people or other people aren't like me, I'm not sure, but I look in the mirror and there are things that I like and that I want to focus on. But I also have to accept, you know, there's a shadow side of who Chuck Gallagher is, and there are certain things that I don't really want to admit about myself. But, Stephen, you're probably, you found the same thing. If I'm not willing to admit that controlling side or the jealous side or the whatever it happens to be, I'm only fooling myself, because if I'm not willing to admit it and bring it to consciousness and do something about it, it'll just continue to control me or control my actions, and in most cases, not in a positive way.
Well, and that's just it. And, you know, when you said it, and when I said it, it's as simple as that. What I'm saying is the questions are simple. The answers are kind of the hard thing. You know, and maybe it's like, I should say, you got to have a clear image of who you are. And that's essential in relationships, your self-confidence, your growth. And here's something that I'm going to say slow so people that are listening can understand what I believe. I believe just as it's impossible to reach your destination when you don't know where you are, it's also impossible to become who you want to be when you're not clear on whom you are. I mean, you've got to first figure out. So many people say, well, I'd like to be this, and I need to be more like this, and I need to be more patient, but what you're saying you want to be and need to be, you got to figure out, that's good to want to be that, but figure out exactly who you are, because, for example, I'm going to give you one, I have a tendency to finish people's sentences. I have a tendency to hurry somebody along in a conversation, finish their sentence, and it's one of those situations where until I finally said, yeah, that's who I am, until I can sit there and have the patience, you know, don't finish other people's sentences, you know, don't insist on being perfect, you know, the perfect host, wait on everybody, you know, don't have the last word. There was so many things I went through myself and thought, wow. And it was such an eye-opener because, Chuck, who I am, it's like, let's look at these goats. You know, when I say hide your goat, all these goats are just kind of out there roaming around. You're never going to get them in the stable and shut the door and hide your goat if you can't figure out exactly who you are, because there's things that happen every day that people who mirror your behavior, who are exactly like you are, think about two controlling people. How's that work out for you?
Right.
It doesn't. And what happens is they annoy you, and the irony of that is it's you. And if you could just understand this is who you are, this is who they are, it's like the book, The Love Languages. You've got to learn to speak other people's language, but you better figure out what yours is first.
Steve, you're so right with that. And I feel like we could continue this conversation for another hour, but you want to get to the beach. And the reality is, Steve, you've shared incredible wisdom on this show, Straight Talk Radio. Steve Gilliland is the author of Enjoy the Ride, Hide Your Goat, which we've just been talking about, and Making a Difference. And Steve, before we wrap things up here in this last minute, tell our audience where they can buy your books and what the special offer is you have.
Well, naturally, they could go to Amazon.com, and a lot of people choose to do that, which is completely fine. But I tell people, if you'll go to my website, SteveGilliland.com, and I think you're going to find it pretty easy. You're going to go there. There's going to be a landing page. You're going to see where you just click on it. You'll get into my online store. If you'll go to my name, and the last name is G-I-L-L-I-L, A-N-D, Gilliland. If you go to SteveGilliland.com, hit on the books link, and when you go there, number one, all of the orders that are taken from the web, and I purposely sign several cases of books every couple weeks so that the online orders, all the books will be personally, they're going to be signed. And the other thing is we always throw in, I've written over the course of 16 years, I've written 9 books, and if you order, no matter what you order, we usually throw an extra book in there. It's kind of one of those, we give you more than you expected, and that's something Amazon's not going to do. The other thing that you'll enjoy is when you get to the website, besides going to the online store, Chuck, you also can kind of get a flair for me on stage. You know, there's some clips you can look at, and there's also on the website, you can pick up some of the old, like Find Your Beach, the article I referred to. You can find some good information, some good reading information as well, so we try to kind of be there for everyone in every way, and it's something that, and here again, Amazon's a great company. I'm certainly happy that I'm a part of, you know, Amazon, but I think you're going to get a whole lot more and a little bit extra if you go to SteveGilliland.com.
Steve, I want to tell you how much I am thrilled that you are willing to join me, and I want to say to those people listening, if your organization is planning a powerful meeting that seeks a truly inspirational presenter, one that earns standing ovations time after time, visit Steve Gilliland's website. I'm sure he'd welcome the opportunity to talk with you. I'll say as we conclude, join me next week for another exciting program, but for now, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, transformative talk radio that you can live by.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.